Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Okay, let's say good afternoon to Jeff Quattromani. Hello, Jeff. How are you this afternoon, mate?
Good afternoon. I'm really well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Your first Father's Day is just around the corner.
Yeah, well, actually, it's my second. I had little Alexander in August, so I was very lucky that I got a Father's Day very early.
Okay, all right. That's right. You did too. So you have come up with some ideas this week for tech gadget gear for Dad for Father's Day.
Absolutely, and to be honest, all of these products that we're talking about, you don't need to be a tech guy to make use of them or to enjoy them. They are very simple to use products. We didn't go too far down the techie spectrum.
Okay, the first one is a Tile Mat Pro Tooth. Start again, Brent. A Tile Mat Pro Bluetooth tracker. Tell me all about this. It's $60, so it's not ridiculously expensive. Tell us all about the Tile, as they call it.
So the Tile is a really interesting product. It's around the same size as a 50-cent coin. You put it on your keys or something that you think is of value. And essentially, if you can't find your car keys, you can open up an app on your phone and you can make it ring. And all of a sudden, that Tile will have a high-pitched squeal that you'll easily find your keys. But what I love about it is that on the flip side, if I'm trying to find my phone, on the Tile, I can double-click it, and my phone will ring whether it's on silent or not. So if you do have a habit of misplacing things, the Tile is an awesome product for finding them again.
So let me recover this again. You can find your keys, and you can also, if you've got your keys and you've lost your phone, you can touch the Tile and it will ring your phone.
Absolutely.
Okay, I better get my wife one.
and if you actually lose them entirely, so if you've lost anything that was attached to your Tile and it goes missing, you can report it as missing in the app. And then anybody else who's got the Tile app, even if they walk within range of it, you'll get an alert of its location. So I have heard stories where that's worked for people in the past. So if you do lose it properly, you can sort of send a silent message out to every other Tile user.
Okay, next is an Eve Aqua Smart Water Controller. Now, this works with Apple HomeKit. Does it work with Android phones as well?
It does. So even though this Eve system is very well designed and integrated with Siri and Apple HomeKit, it does also work with an app. So if you can download the app on an Android phone, it will continue to work as well. This is really about automating your sprinklers. So if you have got a sprinkler in the backyard or the front yard, especially as summer comes up, you can start to control it with your smartphone or even just set timers using your phone as well. So you might be on holidays and you see that the weather back home is quite warm, you can just say, well, water the garden tonight once the sun goes down. And it does that for you.
Once again, it's $143 at places like JB Hi-Fi. That's where you buy it. So it's not over the top. I got to say, as a regular user of these Eve products, they can be a bit flaky.
Yeah, look, I mean, anything that, especially given something like this that's outside, it is wireless. You are depending on connectivity to always be perfect and things like that. So, you know, you've got some complications, but honestly, they're fun little things to have around the home, especially when you can pull that trick of showing people how it works.
True. Next is a Ring Satin Nickel Video Doorbell. Now, this is the doorbell that has a little camera in it, so no matter where you are in the world, if you want, you can let people into your house, or you can certainly see. Well, you can't let them into the house, but you can see who's at the front door.
Correct. And I think that's the biggest benefit here. For me, if a courier comes to my house and I'm not home, there's nothing better than being able to tell them that I'm coming out of the shower or something like that and telling them to leave the package. That way I don't get that annoying slip left under the door to go pick it up myself. That's one advantage. But if you've got a daughter and maybe she's going to be picked up for movie night from her boyfriend, nothing better than being able to answer the door anyway and have a word with that boy before he takes your daughter away.
How much is for this one, mate?
So you're looking at $125 for the basic model. The more expensive ones have better cameras in them. But if you're just interested in seeing who's at the door and interacting with them, $125 is where you can start.
Once again, I've got to tell you that if you've got a lousy internet service, don't expect much out of your Ring doorbell.
Exactly. And it kind of goes for a lot of these products. Anything that is relying on the internet, you do rely on having a good internet connection as well.
Yeah. And particularly this one on an upload, because you're uploading the video of those people at your front door, you're uploading that video. So it's not a download speed that you want, it's an upload speed. So if you've got a really bad upload speed, it just isn't going to work.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also usually tell people, keep the receipt, because to be honest, if it doesn't work and your internet connection isn't going to get any better, then return it, because you just have a bad experience and you won't enjoy it.
What I've done is we've got one at our place in the country with lousy, lousy, lousy service, but I've got one of those little modems that I did a deal with Telstra when we did the mobile phones, and so they've given me now over time on my mobile phones, I've got 120 gigabyte a month.
Wow.
And with the two mobile phones and this little modem. And so I use it. I have specifically put it in our office area, and I use it for the front door or reception area where we meet people for the business. And it's dedicated to use for uploading the video, because the upload service on 4G is still pretty good. I mean, the download's lousy at times, but the upload's still okay.
Yeah, it is surprising, actually, that 4G upload speed is quite good compared to ADSL.
Yeah.
If you've got that, then upload speed is usually very low in that area.
You did say the price, $125 from $125.
Yeah, from $125 you can have one. Yeah.
Okay, now what's this? Is it Senggold?
Yeah, Senggold.
The Senggold Pulse Smart LED light and the JBL Bluetooth music speaker. Tell us more about this.
Look, I really like this little product. If you've got outdoor lights already, and whether they take a bayonet type or a screw attachment, you can pull one of those light globes out and replace it with one of these. Now, this particular light will work just on a typical on and off switch. It just goes into your normal socket. But it actually also has a Bluetooth speaker built into the light itself. So it is a small speaker. It's good enough for maybe when you're barbecuing or want to listen to some music while you're doing that. But you know, you can get up to 8 of these working together. So you can imagine replacing a few of the outdoor lights with this particular Senggold light, and you're creating a little bunch of speakers that you can just Bluetooth stream music to, and all you've had to do is replace the globe.
Isn't that amazing?
It's great. It's $110, so it's not cheap if you're actually looking at doing all 8, for example, but just having one outside, I think it's a really cool thing for the summer.
So it's an outdoor LED light.
Yes,
and
with Bluetooth speaker.
God, $109. Go crazy and buy a couple.
Good fun.
What's next, mate? The Navman Drive Duo, is that right?
Yeah, look, I think this is always an important one. I think as much as we talk about smartphones and how amazing they are, a lot of people don't have them or don't want one. And when it comes to navigation, I love this particular model from Navman because it's also got a dash cam built in. So if you are going on a holiday or a road trip, then you've got your navigation going, but it's also filming everything that's happening in front of you as well. So if something was to happen, you've got it recorded and you'll always know where you're going.
Okay, sounds like good. Last but not least, I think we're up to the Amazon Echo Show 5.
Look, on their bedside table, every dad would just honestly love waking up next to one of these, because I have one at the moment on my bedside table. It is a small smart speaker, but it's got a 5-inch screen on the front as well. So, you know, you can look at your weather updates, you can have a look at the news while you're in bed, but being able to talk to a voice assistant, yes, it's in the bedroom and it may sound creepy, but I love it when I'm getting ready in the morning, asking it how long it's going to take me to get to work, asking it for the weather, asking it to play some music. You know, it's a very small device that, to be honest, I think is really that best replacement for any clock radio, if your dad still has one.
I bought one of these really cheap little Alexa Echo things.
Mm-hmm.
Really, but it was a superseded, so I think I got it for about $30, right?
Yes.
At JB Hi-Fi.
So how
I got it for next to nothing. And I've set it up with my, because I got sick and tired of using the Hue lights through Apple HomeKit, because it would just, you know, crash every now and then for no reason whatsoever. And I sort of, it crashed so many times with the Hue lights, I put it down to, I took the Hue lights off, and it, touch wood, hasn't really crashed since. So obviously the Hue lights was causing a problem. So what I've done is I've gone with the Amazon side of things, well, Alexa side of things, sorry, with this little Echo. And it's, you know, it's great. And it works with the blinds as well. So I've got the blinds automated as well. And but I've also set up, what would you call it, I suppose? You can teach it to say things like, for example, I say of a morning, I'll just say, Alexa, good morning. That's all I say. And I have, and it turns on my coffee machine outside in the kitchen, which I've got on a smart plug.
I love it.
And
you've got routines set up.
Yeah, that's the word. That's routine. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, if you want to set it up, you can have the blinds in the other room where the sun comes up to go down when you say that, you know, Alexa, good morning, and the blinds go down. Or the blinds come up. If you've had the blinds down in the bedroom overnight, you say, Alexa, good morning, the blinds go up, the coffee machine turns on. Well, away you go. That's the world we live in, Jeff.
And it's amazing. And to be honest, it's not that complicated to set up. And, you know, once you get started, you get hooked and you start to replace more and more things in the home.
You do. You do. So this little Amazon Echo. Now, this is Amazon. It's not Alexa, is it?
It is the Alexa voice assistant built in.
It is Alexa, is it? Okay, right.
It is, yeah. And that's what I've been using in my home. I have got some Google products as well and use their voice assistant, but I don't know. Once I started with Alexa, I've just gotten used to walking into any room of the house and she's there waiting.
Yeah, it works well when you get used to it. The blinds I've got, you can't say put blinds up or put blinds down. You've got to say turn blinds on or turn blinds off.
Oh, right.
Which is weird, but that's...
It may change as an update comes
it
through.
It may do, yeah, but you have to get used to saying, hang on, now what's on? Is on blinds up or blinds down? Once you get used to that, you're A-okay, but it's fun to have.
Oh, look, you're one step ahead of me. I haven't got the blinds automated yet. I love that idea.
Well, the blinds are great because what you can do is you can set them up on schedules, right? For example... If the sun in summer, we don't worry about it so much in winter, of course, because it's nice to have the sunshine coming through. But of a morning, there's two particular blinds in summer which we want down, and you set your schedules for those blinds to come down at a particular time when the sun starts to come into the room. There's another one that faces east in my office, and so I want the blind to come down as the sun comes up. And you can set it to do exactly that. The blind automatically comes down as the sun comes up, and then you set the time that you want it to go back up, and it does all that sort of stuff. Conversely, in the afternoon, if you want the afternoon sun cut off from a hallway, you can do the whole thing on schedules.
This is fantastic stuff. This is why the future is good. Automated blind.
Yeah, it really is great in that sense, yeah. And if you if you've got it set on schedules, you don't have to worry about not being there and forgetting to put the blinds down, that sort of thing.
Love it. There's more to come.
Yeah, there is. All right, mate. Thank you for that. We'll put all those little suggestions on our podcast on our little 2hd.com.au. So thanks for doing that. We'll talk to you next Monday afternoon.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Jeff. Good on you, mate. That's Jeff Quattromani. He's a tech guru. As we said, we'll put that on the 2HD website, the little podcast there. So if you'd like to have a listen back, you could.